Haynesboro School District Superintendent Roy Getchell is working on a 5-year strategic plan. It's a document that serves as a roadmap to guide a school's vision, values, priorities, and goals. And it provides strategies for meeting those targets. It's been 5 years since the district's plan has undergone a big overhaul. Getchell says the current plan, which was created during his first year as superintendent, did a good job guiding the school through challenging times.
And that plan actually really supported us through the pandemic because we had difficult decisions to make. Our priorities were living within that plan. But I think this is really kind of the next step in taking our district to a place of excellence versus surviving with excellence through a pandemic.
Getchell says he intends for the plan to be a living document, meaning that it can be adapted by the community as needs change and challenges arise. He says he learned a lot from his experience creating a plan for the district in 2019.
It was a great experience. We had a plethora of community members meet in the library for 2 or 3 days, and we worked heavily on our mission and vision, which we're still really proud of, and we're going to hang on to that. So really, all of our efforts at that time, and we felt that was, you know, the community's desire as well, was to stay open, not you know, uninterrupted, keep education going as normal as possible for our students. So we've come out of that, and we need to get away from that doldrum and really launch into what I think is the excellence that this community deserves, that I think a strategic plan will help us achieve. So,
Getchell reached out to Colorado-based consulting company Education Partners for help in developing the new plan. A few representatives visited Haynes last week and held meetings and interviews. They posed questions to parents, students, and staff, and the school board to gather information about the core values of the Haynes School District. Getchell says that he contacted the firm largely based on his rapport with one of the representatives, Mike Poor. Poor was his professor over 20 years ago when he was taking leadership classes. Getchell says he's happy to have third-party support in developing a strategic plan.
And I'm really excited to have support. You know, one thing I think that's really important to remember is that we know transparency is it's a public value everywhere, but here it's not just a value, it's expected. So that's one reason it's been really great to get another set of eyes on this. Why, you know, they came and agreed to do this at an absolutely huge discount. Our board, you know, we're paying expenses and $2,500, and we're super appreciative. I'm happy the board supported us in this, but that Ed Partners agreed to do it. But it really is going to provide something that the community owns that I'm going to be responsible for, that the board is going to hold me accountable to, but then also the board is responsible for as well. So we're all going to be evaluating our performance as a school district.
Once a set of goals is established, the plan will provide metrics to measure how close the school comes to hitting those targets. For example, under organizational excellence, the district's current plan sets a goal rate of 90% for staff retention each year. Last school year, the district had 11 new hires between teachers and administrators, and only 3 are renewing their contracts for the next year. Poor, with the consulting company, says that staff retention came up many times in his interviews, as well as how to attract new staff. But he says the feedback his company received was largely positive. He says he learned that overall there was a large sense of pride about the school district and that students appreciated that they are treated as individuals. Poor says he learned that people wanted to track what students are doing after they graduate. He says he was asked to create a metric for showing how prepared students felt going to college or becoming a business owner or launching straight into a career. Poor says that gathering firsthand interviews in Haynes was the first step in helping the district develop a new strategic plan.
Initially, the first phase of coming back after this endeavor will be sharing, you know, our findings. Every individual comment, everything that's written here, it gets put into the report. So there is nothing that gets hid, but then what we do is we lump that data together, and so there are certain things that kind of then emerge as saying, here's the priorities. If it's a priority, we want that board to confirm it, and then we start to develop strategic goals for it.
Getchell says that the school is working with the firm to collect and synthesize data over the next few weeks, but it will be months before the plan is finalized.
You know, it's my intention and my hope that we start the next school year ready to go and running full speed ahead.
Getchell says that findings will be presented to the school board on April 30th in a workshop. The new plan will need to be adopted by the board and then will be posted on the school district website. For KHNS, I'm Jen Shelton.